RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
It's 25 to 9. Darren's back. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, the top two teams in the SSE or Tricity League Premier Division both lost last night. Leaders Shamrock Rovers, they went down to Drogheda United by a goal to nil. And despite that loss, they still lead the way by 7 points. That's because Derry City also lost 2-1 away to Sligo Rovers. Ryan Brennan scored the all-important winner for Drogheda as Rovers finished that game with 10 men. And Derry lost after some real drama in Sligo. Seamus Keogh hit the winner in the third minute of added time. What a way to win it. And it's a big win because that comes just days after Sligo Rovers parted company with their manager Liam Buckley. Well, John Russell has stepped in for Buckley and he's been speaking with Eric White.
Outstanding. I was so thrilled for him because, as you said there, yeah, he had a chance where he's chopped a few players and I think everyone on the ground was up. We were all up our feet thinking this is it, this is the moment, and it's a great save. And in fairness, Brian's been outstanding this year for Derry. He's probably the best keeper in the league. But for us to keep going, to show that desire, that hunger, and to fall to Shamey again, I was absolutely delighted for him because he said it in the dressing room after the game. You know, he's had a tough run of it at the moment. He hasn't played a huge amount. And, you know, you have him in the mornings after games and doing top-up sessions. And, you know, it's difficult when you're not getting minutes on the pitch. And I was just so happy that he came on and to get the winner. And, you know, he's a local boy. He's had a few knocks. He's been at Southampton. He's come back and he's rebooting his career again. And he's an outstanding talent. And I just hope that's the springboard now for him.
Do you want the job?
Yeah, if you're not the first person to ask me that, yeah. I've been a player here for most of my career, had great success, so I've a huge affinity with the club. You know, I've been assistant manager for 3.5 years, and, you know, I know the club have made the decision to let Liam go, and there's probably other candidates banging down the door. The CV's probably coming left, right and centre. My focus, they've asked me to take it for these two games, and then there's a break in the league. I'm delighted to be one tonight. I'm looking forward to going in tomorrow and preparing for UCD, and that's my sole focus. What happens after that, it's up to the club.
Well, that win certainly hasn't done his chances any harm at all. Dundalk closed the gap on Derry with a 1-0 win over Finharp. St. Pat's, 3-0 winners against Bohemians. Tunde Olabi, he got a hat-trick, and his manager Tim Clancy was thrilled for him. He's been telling Tony O'Donoghue.
It's an opportunity. Tunde's come in tonight full of energy and probably jumping at the bit, and he certainly capitalised on it and he's got a hat-trick.
We thought he'd be effective tonight, and listen, the first two goals he's taken are unbelievable, and he played on the shoulder all night, and we're probably a little bit more direct in regards to getting the ball in behind the balls back to centre-half more so, and it sort of suited Tunde, and he's got a lot of pace and he's all set to finish.
Yeah, Friday, Oriel Park, another test, but you go into it more confidence now, I imagine.
Yeah, we do, and Dundalk are excellent at home. I think they did the joint best home record, but we're decent enough away from home as well, and it's a game now that we're going to plan for and hopefully get a performance like tonight rather than Friday.
Yeah, they're going well after that result, and a bit of inconsistency has dogged them this season. Shelburne, as we know, started the season pretty disappointingly for new manager Damien Duff, but they're up and running, and a fourth win in a row last night, 2-0 victors against UCD. In rugby, Leinster are monitoring injured pair Tadhg Furlong and James Lowe ahead of this weekend's Heineken Champions Cup final against La Rochelle. Furlong suffered an ankle injury in the semi-final win, and winger Lowe hurt his shin. Now, Leinster know all too well the threat that is posed by the French side, who are coached by Ronan O'Gara. They lost in the semi-finals last season to them. Michael Corcoran's been speaking with Stuart Lancaster of the Leinster coaching team.
You know, we lost the game. One of the key things we've talked about is how good they were. You know, we had our chances in the first half that we didn't nail, and probably weren't as accurate in the second half at the start of the second half as we needed to be. And they got a lead and kept the lead. You know, James Lowe going in the bin was a big moment. No, they've got our full respect, you know, for what they've achieved both in that season, but also what we've seen of them this season as well. You know, they've evolved their game. I think they're a better attacking team now. Defensively, they're incredibly strong. It's what it should be. It's two top end teams going at it in the Champions Cup final.
And how do you cope with the heat? I mean, I looked at my weather app. There is 27 degrees at the moment. It's fluctuating between 27. 31 at this time of the day. I mean, we're not built to play rugby in that weather.
Well, if you spoke to me about an hour and a half ago when I was coaching in the rain, I'd have said this isn't the ideal preparation. But anyway, the sun came out for the second half of the session, so it got a bit warmer. No, it is what it is. The boys are in good shape. It's the same for both teams, etc., etc. You know, but the boys are fit, and you know they'll be chomping at the bit, ready to go. It, you know, obviously it's 6:15 kick-off their time, so it won't be as hot, hopefully. I think the sun is unlikely to be on the pitch at that time, but yeah, it'll be warm, but I think it'll be an amazing weekend.
So you have been warned. If you're going at the weekend, make sure you pack the sun cream and bring lots of water. Gabriel Dawson made a winning start to the European Boxing Championships. He had a split decision win against the Spanish fighter Miguel Cordoba. The middleweight qualifies for the last 16 of that tournament in Armenia. Defending men's champion Novak Djokovic is through to the second round of the French Open. He joins Rafael Nadal in the second round. The women's world number one, Iga Swiatek, she's progressed to round two. Emma Raducanu also in there. Among the early departures, though, the defending champion Barbora Krejcikova and the four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka. Finally, very busy day ahead of horse racing. There's a meeting at Punchestown, which gets underway at 1:20, and Goran Park from 4:50. Sports updates throughout the day on the RTE Sport website and the News Now app.